Last time we discussed washing for karpas, washing of urchatz. Now we're going to discuss the washing of rachtza. So the Gemara on Kuf Tezvav and Beis asks the obvious question. It says, Netilas Yadayim Trei Zimne Lomali. Why do I need to wash twice? What is the point of washing twice? Hamashale Yadei Chada Zimne. Already washed once. So the Gemara answers, Kaven Deboy Lamimar Agadita VeHalela. You're going to have to say the whole Haggadah and the Halel. Dilma Suche Aske Ledaite Vinoga. Maybe he will have a Hesach Hadas. Maybe he'll take his mind off of what he's trying to do. And then he's going to touch a part of his body which is unclean, and therefore he's going to be chayiv to wash a second time before Netilas Yadayim. This is the Gemara's reasoning. The Gemara says you do have to wash twice. And the Gemara says, why do you have to wash twice? Because maybe you're going to have Hesach Hadas. So Tosfos over here asks the following question. Why do I need the reason of maybe you'll touch something which isn't clean? Why don't you just say that the Lashon HaTosfos is Netila Rishona Lo Haisa L'Shem Kedusha Ela Shelo Yitames HaMashkin? Why don't you just say that you didn't have in mind the reason of sanctifying your hands for the sake of eating bread? Just say that it was so you don't touch the liquids and then make them a Rishon L'Tumah, etc. So the status of the Kedusha of the first washing should not be sufficient for what's necessary for the second washing. Why don't you just give that answer? What do you need to say? Maybe you touched an unclean place. Just say the first washing is not good enough. Yesh lomar de sol kedaitach. At this point, we think the kaven shenotal yoil afilu l'nama de chulin. Right? So you say, no, since when you wash until it's a dime, it works for chulin bread, meaning not truma, etc. Lo boy kavana. Right? So he says, you don't need special kavana for matzah, because matzah is not truma, it's not kudshim. You don't need special kavana for that level of kedusha, and therefore lekach tzarech lahaytaima. That's why we needed this reason over here. So the general way that Tosfos is understood is that this was in the havamin of the Gemara, that washing for the sake of urchat would be sufficient if you had in mind for the sake of the kedusha, or you were for the kedusha of Netilas Yadayim. So that was the havamin of the Gemara, and the maskana we didn't hold this way anyway. But that's the reason why they gave this reason the first time around. Okay, so that basically the general way that Tosfos understood is that karpas, washing for karpas, would not do the trick for rachtza, and you would still need it even if you wanted it to count for matzah. Fine. That's the first way. Although we'll see, Aruch HaShulchan doesn't read Tosfos that way. So the Gemara basically said that we're afraid you're going to have Hesach Hadas, and that's why you have to wash twice. But let's say you didn't have Hesach Hadas. Let's say you did keep your hands clean. You wore gloves the entire Magid. You were super careful with your hands. So there are Rishonim, including the Shibolei Aleket and the Orchos Chaim, who say that since the Gemara gave a reason why that you have to wash a second time, if the reason doesn't apply to you, i.e. you were super careful where you put your hands or you wore gloves the whole time, you do not have to wash for rachtza if you washed at urchatz and were careful. Similarly, the Mordechai writes that if a person has in mind while washing for karpas that he's going to pater the matzah as well, and he has in mind he's going to be super careful with his hands, he does not wash a second time following the Haggadah, and therefore, based on this, the Beis Yosef quotes this Mordechai and says, you should dafka not have kavana to keep your hands clean over the course of the Haggadah. Rather, you should have kavana for nothing, that you're just washing for the sake of urchatz, and that way you will definitely be chayav to wash a second time with a bracha. And Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention any of these mitigating factors. He just says that you wash a second time with a bracha. But the Magen Avraham does quote the Mordechai and says that if you had in mind when you're washing for karpas that you're also washing for the matzah, you don't need to wash again. Rather, you should make a bracha when you wash for karpas, and you're going to be super careful with your hands. And that's when you should do the only washing of the night. Mishnah Brura is concerned about this, and therefore he quotes in the Bir Halacha, he says, well, on one hand you have the Shita of Tosfos, which implies you have to wash a second time without a bracha no matter what. On the other hand, you have Magen Avraham quoting the Mordechai that you don't need to wash a second time at all. So he says, basically, if you're really sure that your hands are absolutely clean over the course of the Haggadah and you know you weren't Mesiach Das, so you should touch your shoes or touch something unclean, and then you will definitely be chayav to wash again with the bracha. And if you look in the Halicha Shlomo, Shlomo Zalman used to do this as well. That's one approach. The other approach is the Aruch HaShulchan, who just says that he thinks that Tosfos would agree as well with the other Rishonim, that if you were super careful, you wouldn't have to wash again for matzah. However, he says that even though this is true, the standard way that the Rabbanan instituted the Seder should go is that you should wash twice. And therefore, you don't deviate from the customs that the Haggadah writes, and he writes that the Seder night is such an important time to keep the minhagim of our forefathers, and you don't automatically do away with rachtza just because you pulled shtick and you had special kavana when you washed urchatz. And even though he thinks that all the Rishonim might agree that this is true hypothetically, but nevertheless you have to make a bracha when you wash urchatz no matter what, because we don't deviate from the stam words of the Gemara that say you need to wash twice. And Lemaisa, this is something that's very important. You don't find that the Gemara gives any qualifications for the statement. We don't find that the Shulchan Aruch, gives any qualifications for the statement. Pashta says you wash a second time with a bracha, the end. We don't deviate from that particular thing. Now, an interesting psak that I saw recently is in the Kovetz Halachos, that one of the, they're very nice farm. They put them out, one of the big Talmidim of Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky puts them out, and he draws up all the Maramakomos and does a nice job, and he gives us some Piskei Halacha from Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, where Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky suggested that if you make a bracha accidentally on the Urchatz, you do not have to make a bracha, or not that you do not have to, but you should not make a bracha when you wash Rachtza, rather you should bedafka wash without a bracha. And that was his psak, and he says based on this you'll be yotze urchatz according to the Mordechai, and it'll be chal, the bracha will be chal on the matzah as well, on the washing for the matzah as well, and therefore, and it won't be a suffik bracha levatola, because normally if you accidentally make a bracha on the urchatz, so then you're only yotze washing with a bracha according to, let's say, the opinion of the Gra and those Rishonim who hold that you're chayav to wash with a bracha. But we don't generally paskin that way. So rather, make the bracha. If you made the bracha, then you should dafka not make a bracha the second time around, and then you'll have ben yotze according to the Mordechai as well for the sake of the matzah. This is highly questionable, Lefianias Daiti, and I saw that he quotes that the Kafachayim was against this as well, because the simple pshat is that you can't. It's one thing if you washed bekavana, like the Mordechai says, and you want a dafka, have clean hands the whole time, so that's one thing. But if you washed and you accidentally said the bracha mitoch hergel, that you dafka, you know, mistook your washing for a regular washing that you do all the time. So how can you retroactively turn that into kavana that you had in mind, that you wanted it to work for the sake of the matzah? And even if you said you were going to be careful with your hands, that's not what you tried to do. So even if you say that I was careful with my hands and now I'm not going to have to wash again with a bracha, I don't think that cleans up the bracha that you made earlier on just because it turns out that it worked for you retroactively. It's very difficult, Svara, to understand. Nevertheless, that is the psak of Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, that if you made the bracha accidentally, you should not make a bracha later, and that will help to be yotze according to the Mordechai as well. Fiani is daiti, you should follow, at the very least, follow the Mishnah Berurah and try to make your hands unclean when it's time for rachtza. And then, even worst case scenario, that you made a bracha at the earlier time, you'd be chayev to wash again with the bracha. And, you know, I don't know how you could possibly clean up the bracha levatola and the freya like that. But okay, he says you can do it. So.